It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
Gates out, Bondi in. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Today's November 22nd, 2024. Let's jump right into the birthdays. Scarlett Johansson, 40. Jamie Lee Curtis, 65. Also on this day in history, 1986, Tyson became youngest heavyweight champion. He knocked out Trevor Burbick in the second round. See, if you listened to my last episode, that's exactly what I was talking about. That's when Tyson was in his prime. If that Tyson fought Jake Paul, it wouldn't even have been fair, really. It would have been sad. There would have been an ambulance involved. It would have been terrible. But yes, 1718, Blackbeard was killed off the coast of North Carolina. And I've heard recently by, you know, some experts, historians, that they think that Blackbeard could have been born in North Carolina. So that's pretty interesting there. He was in home waters. 1995, Pixar's Toy Story came out. And in 1963, this is the big one of the day, JFK was assassinated. Bad day. Very bad day. All right, folks, let's get into the news, shall we? This one from CBS. Former New York representative of Michael Grimm is paralyzed after being thrown from a horse during polo tournament, friends say. That is so sad. Instantly, it reminds you of Christopher Reeves. Superman, that was Superman. You know, that's how I understood it, is he was Superman. But major movie back in the day. So I guess there was a GoFundMe for him. Paralyzed from the neck down, playing polo. I would feel like such a dick if I played polo for some reason. I don't know. All right, from TMZ, the Fonz says, no reality TV for my daughter. Put a stop to Bachelorette casting and the Kim K show. That's good. I hope, like, she actually made the decision herself. I mean, she's an adult, but yeah, so good. Good. That stuff's filth. God dang. That's nice that he spoke up, you know, and showed that he cared. That's called being a dad. The Fonz is a good dad. Newsmax, Capitol Christmas tree has arrived in D.C. That's correct. It's actually, as I'm speaking right now, it's the semi-truck is in the middle of town with the tree on it. That is really cool. Here's one from TMZ. Jesse James and wife Bonnie Rotten, sounds like a nice lady, files for divorce. Both make abuse claims. Well, there you go. Even Steven, right? Yeah. Why get married in the first place? Like, did you two have kids? And, you know, maybe you had a dog, but did y'all have kids together and, like, start a family? Good Lord. Just have your own places, you know what I mean? And hang out at each other's place. Alternate or something. Here's one from Fox. Jussie Smollett, conviction overturned by Illinois Supreme Court. I guess he wasn't incarcerated. But he did have a felony charge, and they're dropping the felony charge just for some, they're not even saying he's innocent on the charges. It's some technicality, which is a bunch of crap. I guess they're comparing it to the Bill Cosby situation, how he had his reversed. So I don't know. Another technicality is the Alec Baldwin thing. There was just some technicality on the discovery, and they just draw, all right, things got screwed up, so we're just going to drop it. Alec, you're a free man. That's a bunch of crap. Here's one from TMZ. JonBenet Ramsey Red Rum. I put Red Rum House. We know what Red Rum is reversed, right? JonBenet, Red Rum House owners turned down Netflix, may sell property. Well, how could you live there? Seriously, maybe they don't live there, but like, how could someone live there? They need to tear the house down, make a park out of the lot, and put a memorial to her and maintain it. And who wants to live in that house? That's sick. That whole thing is sick. Here's one from Fox. Quote, Diddy makes third bail attempt after prosecutors allege he blackmailed victims from behind bars. No. Not Diddy. Jailed Sean Diddy Combs returns to court with another bail proposal worth $50 million. So he's trying to buy his way to, I guess that's how it works. TMZ, Santa Monica police say knife-wielding man was shot after knifing an officer. Wow. There was a picture of it. There might be a video of it. This guy's insane. He had a purple chef's knife, and he was up at the front door of the police station, and he took lunged at an officer, and they're just like, man, we're not having it. Sayonara. So they whacked him. Oh, gosh. All right, folks, that leaves us with one story, and it's good. It's actually not a feel-good story, but it's cool, but it's still good news. Before we get to that, I just want to remind you to subscribe. We've got an incredibly low number of subscribers, I'll be honest. Not ashamed. So please do that and hit notifications. Tell your friends and family, do all that stuff. You know what to do when you like something, right? And how could you not like this show? I mean, come on. Got new episodes every Friday. Gonna try to get back to Tuesdays. Might get a co-host on the show. I've been thinking would be fun. Here we go. Fox with the good news story. Hypersonic jet promises New York to London in under an hour. Wow. They don't say how much a ticket would cost, but if this comes to fruition, it will be the most expensive airline ticket available. It's being designed by a Texas company. The plane will go 3,600, Mach 6, which is 3,600 miles per hour, 3,600 miles per hour. In comparison, you're probably thinking, well, what about the Concorde? Okay. The Concorde does 1,003, did, they're no longer in operation, did 1,338 miles per hour. The altitude of the new hypersonic design is 110,000 feet. Concorde, 60,000 feet. So that's damn near double. That's pretty amazing. The new plane will have a range of 5,000 miles. It will cost $33 million, which I thought was low for a plane that can do something like this. It costs $33 million and only have 12 seats. So that's why I'm saying it's going to be the most expensive ticket available. We'll do the new design will do New York City to London in 1 hour. They say under an hour, which would be absolutely insane. The Concorde did it in 2 hours, 52 minutes. So yeah, you're thinking, well, who's going to buy seats to that? Well, some guy just bought a banana duct taped to a piece of wood for $6 million. That was at Sotheby's or something like that, a big auction house. So if there's idiots that do stuff like that, they'll buy a seat on this thing for sure. There's crazy rich people out there that'll fly on this thing for sure. They did on the Concorde. So, all right. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the show. I want you to have a safe weekend and come back and listen next Friday. We're going to do a new segment. It's going to be called the Weekend Summary. Since we only do one episode per week right now, which are on Fridays, we're going to gather news throughout the week and summarize the whole week. So that should be fun. But until then, be safe out there. No drunk driving, of course. Keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.